Triple M's Rush Hour, the home of footy news, big name players and important topics.
What have you seen unusual?
Oh! Get into Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! The medals presented at the end.
The winner, the 2017 Brownlow Medal.
Fun is at the beginning.
Blokes that have won the Brownlow before, like Robert Diplomenico and
Robert
course,
who?
Diplomenico.
JB and Billy are live from the 2018 Brownlow Medal red carpet.
How good do I look? I'm serious.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M. I feel good.
Oh, of course we feel good because we look good. We're here at the top of the red carpet, and I'll tell you what. I'm looking around, I can see superstars everywhere, except for Craig Kelly, who's a nuffy. I'm not sure how he got in here. But what I can see is Tex Walker, the superstar, the Bracelet Gibbs, I can see. Jakey Melchin, we're not far away from chatting to. But right now, we've got Phil Davis, of course, captain of GWS. Hello to you, mate.
JB, thanks for having me, mate.
And you introduce us again to your beautiful partner.
Yeah, I've got beautiful Greta here with me again, 2 years in a row, and she looks as stunning as ever, JB.
Greta, we couldn't believe last year that you were hanging around with him. It's 12 months on and you're still here.
I know, shocking. Shockingly, but he's he's all right. So I think hopefully he can make it to another year.
I passed. Yeah. I passed.
Only just.
Months,
yeah. Only, there's got to be more to this.
Please get degrees, mate.
Yeah, there's got to be more to this. How have we pulled up? Did you have a week of solemn sort of contemplation amongst you GWS boys?
Yeah, that's probably the best way to describe it, JB. Right. I think no doubt you celebrate certain parts of the year, but overall there's a sense of disappointment and not frustration, but want to get back and going again because we feel like we didn't quite fulfil what we wanted to do.
And you had a good year yourself. You would have been personally happy, I reckon, with the state of your game?
Yeah, personally, I feel like I played some good footy. I feel like I'm getting better every year and hopefully can continue that. But more importantly, get the team where we want to go.
Now, explain what your beautiful partner's wearing, please. Have you paid attention?
See, I really failed at school, but I'll do my best at my descriptive work. It's a stunning red Alex Perry dress with Gregory's diamonds. Mm-hmm. Face, makeup, hair, I'm not sure about, but Jamie has a party organised all that, but not sure about the shoes either, but that's pretty close.
Has he gone anywhere near?
He's up pretty well there, actually. Elias May is the shoe, but he pretty much nailed all those.
Classically simple, I'd describe what you're wearing as, Gret.
Very much. That's what I'm trying to go for. Very, simple.
Stunning, and for the second year in a row, way too good for this bloke.
You're too kind.
Wander back down to Melbourne and have a good look around, what I'd be suggesting you do. So we're going away anywhere?
Yeah, we're going to go to New Zealand for a couple of weeks. One thing I didn't realise in life is leave for normal people is only 4 weeks.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So trying to take Gret away from work for longer than that's a bit of a pain.
Nice. Quite difficult, yeah.
Who's winning tonight?
I think Tom Mitchell will be too good.
Saturday?
If it's dry, West Coast. If it's wet, Collingwood.
All right, go and have fun, you two.
Cheers, JB.
Great to see you always. Where are you, Fat?
Yes, out here with Jakey Melchin, who just got back from Perth, of course. So actually, a bit hungover today, mate.
Yeah, we had a few beers last night, first time in a little while, so I'm feeling a pinch.
Well, you are indeed. I can tell you're looking orange. So tonight you'll be very quiet. Hopefully you're driving.
I drove in today, but my partner here, Stacey's pregnant, so she'll be doing the duties on the way home.
I see that, Stacey. This is your second child, and I said, how long have you been married? And you said, no, we're not married. Are you looking for a ring?
Well, I better hurry up.
Oh, so how old, what, a girl, first child?
Girl, first time, and this one's a little boy.
Oh, nice. And a ring. Come on, Jakey.
Mate, I've got no money left.
Oh, you're making plenty.
We're skint.
Now, what about any full out of the weekend? What do we do? We just move on?
Yeah, well, we've had our exit interviews today and we've dealt with all that. But, yeah, we'll just relax for the next few weeks and then come back ready to go in December.
But overall, a bloody good year, I would have thought.
Yeah, it was. What we achieved this year was pretty big compared to last year, not making finals. And, the club hadn't played finals for 12 years. So it's a pretty exciting time to be a part of the footy club.
Beautiful. And who wins tonight?
Oh, I think Tom Mitchell.
Big Maxi?
Pretty well. Look, it'd be good if Max wins. I don't know if his head will fit in the front door if he does.
Mate.
Club, but
what about you, Stace?
I'll go Maxi.
Good on you. Nice slippy. What colour is it?
Red.
Red. You idiot.
Well, ruby red or something.
Come on.
Thanks, guys.
All right, I'll tell you what we've got here is our man, the Texan, and his far better half, Ellie. I'm going to get to Ellie in just a sec. But, Tex, nice to see you.
You too, Jim.
What's going on, please?
Not too much. Got in this morning. Elf flew over yesterday. I wanted to stay back and watch Norwood Yep. They're a bit unsuccessful.
No, in the sandful granny.
But, hey, tell me, it's a slightly different week to this time last year for you.
It's very slightly different. Not very, it is very different.
Yeah.
Ideally, I wouldn't be here, but not to be.
No, 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 but still, it can't always get into the granny, of course. There's 18 teams in it. Explain, none of us have ever been able to understand how Ellie and you got together, given how beautiful she is and well, you know, your broken bloody... where are you from again?
Broken Hill.
Broken Hill and, you know, huge ears and
God's
massive
country.
Nose and all the rest.
Hey, hey.
How's any of that happened, please?
I actually sucked you in one day. I told her that I needed to... I was going out with Scotty Thompson one night.
Yes.
I said, can you hold my glasses? I'll get them off you during the week, and she fell for it.
Ellie.
Silly girl. Silly, silly girl.
And you've got some amazing times ahead.
Yes, very exciting times ahead. Got a baby due in March, so
March.
We can't wait.
And your great mate, Bernard, around the same time.
2 weeks before.
Can you believe that?
I know. I rang him
about 3 months ago and said, I'm going to just lay in the nest tonight and have a little cuddle, and he said he'll do the same thing, so I just...
I find that astounding. The fact that the two of them, Ellie, are going to be fathers, I find. I've known these two for 15 years, and they haven't improved at all, either of them.
Come on,
Jim. I don't reckon having a child's going to make them improve much more when they're together.
Do you like tonight? You enjoy being in the room and having fun?
Yeah, I think it's such a good night. We get to hang out with the boys. We don't get to do that very often. Everyone has a really good night and good excuse to get dressed up.
She looks magnificent. What are you wearing, please, Ellie?
I'm wearing Cassandra Renee.
Ooh, a dress.
Thank you.
Come on.
It's a revelation, Taylor.
That's what you're dealing with, isn't it? That's the style of business. All right, Tex, who wins tonight, please?
Tom Mitchell by about 10 votes.
And who wins on the weekend?
It's supposed to be wet, isn't it?
Don't know.
Well, if it's wet, Collingwood, but if it's dry, West Coast.
All right, go and have fun, you too, Ellie. You look magnificent.
Thanks so much.
Well done, Texan. All right, Bill.
Yes, here we go. We've got Bryce Gibbs here, the superstar, of course. How are you, Brycey?
I'm all right. Just want to get in there and suck a few frothies back.
Oh, good boy. How many votes do you reckon you'll get tonight?
Not many. I think Lady and Matty Crouch will take a lot of the votes from Adelaide tonight.
Who wins it overall?
I'm hoping my good mate Paddy Cripps gets the job done tonight. It would have been nice for the Blues to win two or three more games. I reckon that would have probably got him over the line, but fingers crossed for him.
It'd be interesting to see. And who we got here? Are you a lovely partner?
Lauren, yes.
Hey, Loz, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
And you're getting married in 6 weeks?
We are, just under 6 weeks now, so I have myself a husband soon.
Oh, look out. And how many we've got coming to the wedding?
There's about 170, so it was hard to cut down the numbers, but, yeah, we were lucky. We could have that many, no worries.
Whereabouts? Elizabeth or somewhere where we're getting married?
A bit further on from that. The Barossa Valley, actually. That's where my mum and dad grew up, so it's a pretty special place.
Oh, good. And who wins Saturday?
Collingwood hard at the MCG. Hard to beat.
Yeah. And what is the dress? Where's the dress from here? Price? This will be good.
You're going to have to ask me.
Steph from By Kinsman. Melbourne designer.
Good.
Yes.
Couple of sequins and what else? Bows and things like that. Very nice.
You're better than to ask me that question. You're better than that.
You've got to be better than that. You've got to know from now on. Back to you, Jim.
Well, I was going to say, Nate Jones just drifting by. You can latch on to Jonesy, but he's buggered off.
Well, he's got a white jacket on.
He's taking a bit of a risk. I've got the Vineys here, Charlotte and Jack. Hello to you two.
JB, how you going, mate?
I'm
going
to get to beautiful Charlotte in just a second. What the hell happened, please?
Oh, I'm still trying to work it out, mate. I still don't know myself. It was a disappointing day, you know, to get so far and not really fire a shot in that last match. It's a tough one.
It started badly and got worse. But this is the thing. You've been so good all year, I reckon, and certainly the last month. So it just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, no, I think that's it. It's hard to take in at the moment because I feel like we've had a season to really be proud of. But
yep, absolutely.
At the same time, it's you never know when you get those kind of opportunities again. And I genuinely felt like we were a good chance.
No
so,
doubt.
It's disappointing to kind of let that one slip.
All right. So what happens from now, please? So we've got tonight. Who's going to win?
I'm tipping Big Maxi.
Oh, nice.
And then second up, I reckon, will be Clayton Oliver.
Yes, Klez.
And
like
third, Tom Mitchell.
Very nice. Now, beautiful Charlotte, we say every year, is magnificent. What are you wearing, please, Charlotte?
So Sam from Oakley Allure has created my amazing gown, and so much credit goes to my amazing stylist, Elliot Garner. He's pulled together this look, and it looks awesome.
Now that your man is not in the big dance, who's going to win Saturday?
Ooh, I think Collingwood will win. Mm. I hope Collingwood, because now West Coast are the enemies.
All right, go and have fun, you two. Great to see you both.
Thanks so much.
Righto, Bill.
Yes, here we are. BJ Goddard, of course, the superstar, has been away for 4 weeks, left his poor wife at home with a child. How are you feeling, Brendan?
Poor wife. Yeah. Far from the truth, Bill.
Well, how far you've been on holidays? Been on a footy trip?
10 days, but I've got a very understanding wife, so she's never one to cry poor me. So it works well.
Crazy, isn't it, Rose? How are you, Dom?
Yes, I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Good. Now tell me, how does he get away with it? Because if he's not on holidays, he's playing golf, I reckon.
I know. It's a difficult time for me, but I
said you don't cry poor me. Don't go.
I'm just throwing it in there. But yes. Look, we get by. He does a pretty good job when he's around, so I'll give him that much.
And then he has all these mad mates around Thursday nights and they play that stupid Nintendo or whatever it is.
Yeah, you've been involved in that, haven't you, Bill?
Well, we come there one night. Where were you that night, by the way, when we did the footy show cross?
At the gym, sweating it out in the sauna.
Good. Who are we dressed by?
I'm dressed by Elsa Toon.
And the earrings, where are they from, BJ?
They're Nicholas Haywood.
Yeah, what'd you know?
And the ring.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
nice.
He's a friend of mine. So he's
very good. And who wins, Beach?
Well, I think Tom Mitchell, but some reason I got a funny feeling someone might come from back and just pip him at the end. Someone that's it was almost like Juddy's second one when he wasn't supposed to, one of those.
Longest suffering wife in football.
No, we just spoke about it, mate.
It's just despicable.
If he's not on holidays, he's playing golf.
Playing golf.
And cranky.
Two kids.
She has the pretzels and the chips out and he comes in and whacks them off the table.
From one redhead to another, over to you.
What's he wearing, by the way? Because he is a guru. Oh, look, no socks.
Still got the no socks.
No socks.
Grandpa slipper.
We go on about this no sock thing every year. It's a fashion.
No, it isn't.
Everyone.
Don't stick up for him, Rose. Yeah. You've been against him all day. Have a good night.
Well done, you too. Yeah. Got the rough heads here. Magnificent Sarah and Jared, of course. How are you two?
Very well, thank you, Jim. How are you?
Don't sit back too fast.
You're going to get close.
We'll pull your chair.
That's fine. This is good. Sarah can't sit very close to the mic because the dress is...
magnificent gold sequin number, Sarah. What are we doing here, please?
Gold Logie. Inspiration.
Yes.
No, my girlfriend Kaya, One Day Bridal, has made this dress number 4, I think.
Right.
Number 4.
You look magnificent. You look far too good for Jared, but I've told you that ever since I first met you.
10 years, I reckon you've been saying that.
She's getting more beautiful and you're getting worse. Well, at some stage, there's a tipping point.
I'd like to reference myself to a Grange. It just gets better as the years go on.
What have you been up to, please, since bowing out? What have you been doing?
I had a week.
Right.
I had a week.
Yes.
Slept a couple of nights upstairs.
Right.
And then went to the VFL grand finals yesterday. Saw the girls win and the boys, which was huge.
Yep.
And now we're here tonight.
Righto. And what is your tip for tonight? Your teammate, very short odds.
I haven't seen him yet. He's probably having to do that much media, it wouldn't be funny. But let's hope he wins, because I've never been a part of a night where the favourite wins. And to be, you know, have a teammate win on a Brownlow medal night would be huge.
All right. And Sarah, what about the weekend at West Coast Collingwood? Where are you leaning?
I like West Coast. The colours are nicer. No.
The colours are nicer.
I'm with it.
But, I mean, Scotty's just standing right there, so
Scotty.
We can't say it too loud.
No,
but,
no. Anyone but Collingwood is what we keep hearing.
Yeah, well, I'll jump on that bandwagon too.
You look magnificent, you two.
Thanks,
go and have fun.
Thank you.
Thanks, Foss.
Lovely. Well done. Got to
Shawnee
Sean
Burgoyne
here. And now, is it true that you had broken ribs during the final series?
I suffered an incident in the Swans game the week leading into the finals, and obviously rolled the dice and went into the finals with that. And you know, look, if we win, it looks good, and if we don't, it's probably a stupid decision.
Bloody hard to play with broken ribs, my friend. How do you do that?
Oh, well, there's a little bit of pressure on you. You want to play. You don't just want to, just as soon as things get tough, just give up. You've got to go through a bit of pain at times. But, yeah, obviously we didn't win, and it looks a bit silly. But, you know, it's one of those things, as you get older, you take a bit more responsibility and you think you can push through those things. And it's a risk we were willing to take, but we don't win, so it doesn't look that good.
What do you do now you've finished?
yeah, we've got a break. I think we've got 8 or 9 weeks off, so we'll head off somewhere with the kids. And
you go up to Darwin? You always like going up there.
Well, I was supposed to go up with Jarman Impey on a shooting trip, shooting and fishing trip, with Jed Anderson, and Cyril's already there. He said we've got to call him. So.
Oh, good. How is Cyril? Cyril, I mean.
Sizzle. Sizzle. Yeah. He's here, actually. He's actually in Melbourne for the week, doing some last-minute things. He's in the longest kick comp.
Oh, and he can't kick over a jam tin.
I saw him yesterday and the day before, and he was rubbing his hammies. Hopefully they're warm. So
we've got to go to JB. He's got a stiffy. He's got a couple of North Melbourne blokes.
Royalty, Shawnee. You are, and so are they. We've got Scott Pendlebury not far away either, but Mason Wood's here, as is Jack Zeeble. Hello, boys.
JB, what's up? How you doing?
What have you two been doing yourselves, please? You've had a little 3 weeks off.
Oh, mate, I'm actually bored at the moment. I've been stuck in Melbourne, unfortunately. I'd love to be away.
I saw you up in the snow at one stage.
Yeah, well, our family home's not far from there. So we went up for a day trip for Father's Day, look after Big Gaz, and went up there to have some fun and a bit of stuff around. And back in Melbourne now, obviously, for tonight and our best and fairest next week.
Right, who wins tonight?
I think Tom Mitchell. I think he's pretty short on the tote. It's pretty hard to argue with those guys. I think they know what's going on.
And what about you, Mace? What have you been doing since the season finished?
Looking after Jack. Obviously, he had a little knee scope, so been at home looking after him. So he needs lots of pampering and lots of love. So
is Mace your plus one, or has he actually been invited to the Brownlow?
Plus one. Nah, it's Mace's night tonight. He's my plus one. So get him in front of the cameras.
All right. Who wins on the weekend, please?
Oh, I think Collingwood do. Yeah. The way they've been playing. I hope it's a close game, but obviously Levi Greenwood I'm pretty close with, and played a lot of junior footy with Steel Side, but I'm still want to see them both win a flag.
Mate.
Yeah, obviously Levi being an ex-North man, but I've got a feeling West Coast might get it done, so it'll be a good running no matter what.
All right, go and enjoy yourselves, you two, because we've got Collingwood royalty Scott Pendlebury lined up.
Jimmy Boy, Mason Wood, still in a singlet, walking down supermarkets in Geelong. You should see the flog. Hey, Scotty, huge week, mate. Congratulations, first of all. Everyone loves the stories out of this game, and especially for Collingwood.
Yeah, there is. There's stories everywhere you look, I suppose, for us with, you know, Mason Cox, Brody Majacek played in the VFL flag, you know, last year.
Goldie,
Jaden Stevenson, Braden Sire.
Trelaw.
Everyone. So, yeah, there's good stories, and, you know, they'll be even better if we can get the job done Saturday.
And what do you do as captain? You have a good look at yourself and prepare the week out, and you've obviously got training and be a lot of people there, and you've got the parade and all that, and you just, I think you guys are saying you'll embrace it.
Yeah, absolutely. Embrace the week. It is a special week. It's a good time to be playing footy, and, you know, we've got open training tomorrow, so there'll be a few thousand down there, which is not normal for training. So, yeah, look forward to it. Embrace it. We know that 2:30 Saturday is the time we need to be locked in and enjoy the week.
Trying to keep a lid on Eddie and just make sure he's okay.
I don't think anyone can keep a lid on Eddie, so let Eddie be Eddie, and the rest of the club will do what we've got to do.
How's the teeth? Because you got a heavy knock there a couple of weeks ago. Chompers all right?
Yeah, they're starting to settle down a bit now, mate, so can slowly bite into a bit of food and stuff like that. So, end of season, I might have to go put a wire in them and get them to, you know, settle down and get nice and straight again.
On behalf of all Victorians, mate, go Collingwood. Good luck to you.
Thanks, Bill.
Cheers, mate.
Well done, Scotty. Hey, Bill, while I speak to this superstar, Bud's over there. Go and lasso him, will you, and speak to him. He was somewhere over there. Find him, will you, and speak to him.
I can't believe I can't find Buddy. Where is he?
Dyson Heppel's here. Hello, Dyce.
Hey, JB.
Where's your beautiful partner, please?
Yeah, Kate Turner. Kate's here. She is.
She looks superb.
Kate Turner. Everyone knows her as Kate Turner.
You've got to say the full name. How are you, beautiful Kate Turner?
I'm well. How are you?
Great. We're flying along.
Yeah, Sequent, nice little number tonight.
Sequent. Very lovely. Mariana Hardwick. I was very lucky.
Sequent. Bill,
Sequent.
Yeah. Sequent. Get it right, Bill.
And the earrings?
They're Kit Jewellery, and I got Olga Berg clutch and Yeezy shoes.
What about my suit, Bill?
Shit house. No, where's the suit from, Dice?
Sam & Co suit, mate. Nailed it again, Big Sammy.
Oh, Sam. Not Liam Gaffer. I thought you might have got hired one from there.
No, mate, no. I'm in the big smoke now, mate.
Oh, yeah, yes.
And who is going to win this thing tonight, please, Dice?
Look, hard to go past Tommy Mitchell, but love to see one of the big fellas, Gorney or Grundy, get up.
And what about on the weekend?
Pies for me. The way they played against the Tigs, if they can back up that form, they'll stitch them.
All right, we'll let you guys go.
Who's going to win, Kate?
Max Gorn, I'm putting my bets on.
There you go.
Oh, there you go. Good work. Well done.
Yeah, counted his hit outs this year, she did.
Go and have fun, you two. Great to see
beautiful.
You guys.
Thanks, gang. Well done.
Robbie. Got Robbie Tarrant and the beautiful Jess lined up.
Bill, hey, Robbie, the great man. Oh, the should have been the fullback of the All Australian team. Do you hear Jim carry on?
I am going to slap someone if it doesn't happen soon.
Do you hear all that carry on? And you're a very good player, and you should be, but do you hear all that carry on?
Not really, no. It's good to have JB support, though. So, yeah, hopefully soon.
And Jared Waite, we're going to miss him. We love him because he can be so good, but he can stuff a few up. We love that about him.
Oh, he's a gun, yeah. We're going to miss him. He's just, even just having him around the club, you know, he's brings something different to our group, and, you know, he's a good fella.
Who'll get the most votes from North Melbourne will be Cunners or...
Sean Higgins.
Sean Higgins, thank you.
Yeah, well, hopefully Higo, or hopefully both, but probably Higo, yeah. Bit more of Brownless.
Bill, good-looking man.
Yes, very good-looking
But mind you, Jess is absolutely magnificent, so head's bobbing.
And a velvet number, Jess.
I am in velvet.
You are. Beautiful red velvet for those out there.
Yep.
And who's the maker?
Oh, by Kinsman is a label.
Did you know that? The label we're looking for. Did you know that, Rob?
I did actually know that, so all over it.
And you enjoy these nights, do you?
Yeah, it's good. Good to get together with everyone.
And you have a few drinks yourself?
Yeah, we do.
Robbie, what are you? Or you just sit back and take it easy?
Oh, mate, I can go for me life tonight. I'm nowhere near it. So, yeah, a few beers, mate, and, yeah, enjoy the night.
Hey, good work.
Right, go and have fun. We've got Steel Sidebottom here, Bill, who has torn this final series to shreds. Jump in on the mic there, Steel. Good to see you, mate. Good luck.
Thanks,
on the weekend. Oh, what an exciting time.
Yeah, it is. It's we obviously kicked the week off today, and, the boys are really looking forward to it.
This is your, I should know the answer to this, fourth grand final?
Fourth, yeah.
And, of course, Premiership player 2010. How's the feeling been among the group?
It's been awesome. You know, we've got a lot of guys who are playing finals for the first time, but guys are just really looking forward to it, enjoying everything that gets thrown at them, and I think that's been in the messaging from the coaches, is just to enjoy the moment. And we're obviously pretty lucky to be in the position we're in, so we want to make the most of it.
And mate, you are in career best form, and that's saying something, because you've had an unbelievable career. What do you put it down to, the last 6 weeks especially?
I reckon maybe it's just the age I'm at, maybe just starting to mature my body. I don't think I've changed a lot of things sort of, you know, from pre-season to pre-season, but I don't know, maybe I've just got to the age where my best footy's here.
And what about you, coach? We've loved how he's rolled. He's been nice and calm and relaxed, growing the beard, got a smile on his face. We all know how good a bloke he is, but people who don't ever get to see that sense of humour and the fun that Bucks has got in him. But it's started to come out with you blokes, it looks like, anyway, this year.
Yeah, it has, and I think, you know, even things like you said, his beard, he would never have done that in years gone by. But I think a bloke that's come to the club, Buddha Hocking's been good for Bucks.
Yeah, right.
Sort of Buddha comes in, takes the mickey a little bit in meetings, which, it's probably rubbed off on Bucks a bit. So Buddha's been good for him, and it's a great place to be at the moment.
All right, won't ask you who's going to win on the weekend because we know that, but what about tonight?
I'd like to see Big Broads do well for us, but I think Tom Mitchell's had an outstanding year and will be hard to beat.
All right, go and have fun, mate, and good luck on the weekend.
Thanks, Jim. Cheers.
Got the Geelong boys here.
Go on, Bill.
Yeah, here we go. Mitchy Duncan's in charge of them here. Got Tom Stewart and Mark Blixabs. Anyway, Mitchy.
Good, mate. How are you?
Had a couple of weeks off. What have we been doing?
Not a whole lot. Journeying our sorrows a little bit, but went up to the snow for a little bit, up to Falls Creek, and they looked after us up there and had a bit of a board, and it was good fun.
Tommy, what have you been doing, mate?
Not very much the same. Didn't go to snow, just playing a bit of golf with Mitch the Hack and just having a bit of fun, so it's been good.
How many votes do you reckon you'll get tonight?
Probably none.
You'll get some. All Australian, of course. You've had a great year.
Defenders don't get votes. We just punch the ball, mate. You know that.
What about the fullback, Mark Lissard? Were you getting any plicks?
No, mate. I'm zero votes tonight. No chance.
What about that game when we're just talking about when you kicked it out to the bloke on the mark and he turned around and kicked a goal?
Yeah, one of my best kicks of the season. Hit him lace out. I'm banned from kick-out duties now.
Now, we got the girls here too. Righto, Mark. What's your partner's name?
Georgia.
Georgia. And who's she dressed by?
Bells and Roses. Pearls and Roses.
That's it. Well done. Good Geelong girl?
No, she's from South Australia, actually.
Oh, no, right. Tommy, your wife?
Fiancée, mate.
Fiancée. I saw her at the Cremorne Hotel the other night.
You did, actually. Yeah, free feed from you, which was nice.
Yes.
My beautiful partner, Emma, and she's dressed by Nicholas.
Well done. Where's that from? Geelong or Melbourne?
No idea. Just
no. And Mitchy, Dem?
Dem's Pearls and Roses, Karen down there. She looks after all the girls, so she did a great job.
It's a good Geelong store down there. Well done, Karen, and looking lovely. It's nearly a red velvet number also. Nice colours here. Citrus, I think we call it.
Oh, well, there's actually a lot of red and morange, we're calling it.
Morange?
Morange. I don't know. A bit, a
oh, they got no idea. Get on the piss, you blokes, all right? Good on you, boys. See you, girls.
Look who's wandered in.
Oh, the beard.
Big Maxi Gorn and beautiful Jess coming to join us. Welcome, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, you are one of the favourites tonight, Maxi. Have you got a speech in your pocket?
Yeah, I've been dropping my name around the Brownlow for about 4 or 5 years.
Nice.
And I finally listened.
Yes.
No, I haven't got a speech. I'm quietly confident about Clayton Oliver, to be honest.
Yeah, he'll have a very good night, no doubt about that. Before we get on to other things, I noticed I haven't seen my nephew wander up the red carpet at any stage. Angus didn't get invited.
Don't hold your breath. I don't think he's coming, Angus, and he's very angry about
it. He'd be filthy about that.
Yeah, Jack Melksham got the nod over him, and nice. I'm pretty sure he thinks he may have had a better season.
Sucked in. Now, Jess is very beautiful. How did you manage to snaffle Jess?
Don't know. She's actually, long story short, James Frawley's wife's sister.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. The connection, yeah.
Wow, and how long have we been together?
We've been together for 4 years.
4 years.
Yeah.
And you've enjoyed the ride because you're now the top two or three players in the comp, the big man.
Yeah, it's been good, yeah. It's a bit different from when we first started.
Our first day, I was a mediocre VFL player,
There were some down days, but yeah, it's been good.
And what about the beard? Where do you sit with that? We all love it, but we don't have to cuddle up next to him.
I think the beard needs a serious trim.
Yeah.
It should have maybe came off tonight, but yeah, it needs. I like a little bit of it, but it's a bit out of control.
Righto. Are you going to listen, Max, or are you going to still run your own race?
No, it is on its last legs.
Is it?
It'll be back around one next year, but I might have a little bit of the summer.
Summer, not
see
as
if, see if the chin can get a bit of vitamin C.
All right. If your man doesn't win tonight, who do you think will, Jess?
I'll have to go with Clayton.
Yep.
Stick with the Ds.
See if she can name another player. I don't reckon she can.
I've got heaps of them.
All right. And what about on the weekend?
I'll go Collingwood. Again, I'll stay with Melbourne and go, Melbourne teams and Collingwood.
And Maxi?
We ran into a pretty good team on the weekend. They were, and they beat Collingwood last time they were at the G, and Nat Nui went down that day. But I really like Brodie Grundy. I can see him winning it, potentially having two medals around his neck on Saturday.
Ooh.
So I'll go Collingwood.
Nice one. Good to see you both. Go and have a great night.
Much.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
Speaking
see
of Clayton Oliver, I think we've got Bill over there with him.
Yes.
Take over, Fat.
Clary, how are you, mate? Disappointing end to a very good year.
Yeah, obviously very disappointed, but looking forward to a good night tonight.
You are. Do you have a couple, do you? Because you'll get a lot of votes tonight.
No, I won't. I think the big beard, Maxi, will. I have a couple of beers tonight.
You will. You'll say, don't get too gorillas in the mist, because, mate, you might have to say a few words. Have you got a speech or anything in here?
No, wouldn't have thought.
Who we brought along tonight? Your beautiful partner, Sophie?
Yeah, Sophie Harmer from Shep Girl.
From Dookie.
That's it.
Yes, and what colour is this? What colour do you call your dress?
It's copper gold.
Yes, from?
Georgia Young Tour.
How many votes would Clary get tonight, Soph?
Oh, I don't know.
Is that a good year? Do you sit there and count all these kicks and handballs?
No. Not that into it.
Fantastic. No, it'd be a great night, I think, mate. And been a really good year for the D's fans.
Yeah, unbelievable. Obviously getting the prelim finals, it's pretty good for the club, but we're going to be satisfied there. We hopefully will be in the last week next year.
So you take a break now and have a holiday, go back to Dookie?
No, I'm getting two shoulder recos, so I'll be off for a while.
Two shoulder recos?
Yeah, my shoulders are pretty banged up, so I've got to get one done, then a couple weeks later get the next one done.
You're going to have to do a bit of work, Soph, to help him out, feed him and all that.
I've heard it's not good.
Good luck with that. Good on you.
We got royalty starting to bank up, so good to see Clary.
Just doing some of your best work.
Yeah, I know, he's a superstar. Yeah. So is this man, Joey Kennedy. He's been good enough to join us. Jump in on that mic, mate. How are you?
Sorry. Yeah, good, thanks. JB. All right.
What's going on tonight? I'm just having a look down the Sydney list. I saw Isaac Heaney before looking very, very sharp. Who's your plus one?
Tom Papley tonight.
Little Tommy
Papley.
Yeah,
little Tommy Papley. I've downgraded a little bit in the looks department.
Jump on that microphone, please, Tommy. How did this happen?
He's been roped into a few.
Did you just say to him, I'd like to go to the Brownlow, can you make me your plus one?
I think it was a Mad Monday.
I think I can barely remember him saying it, but I think it was a Mad Monday, and he said, would you like to come? I said, I thought he was taking the mickey.
Taking the piss?
Yeah, taking the piss. But he wasn't, so happy to be here.
All right, now, how did we see things at the end of the season, you Sydney Swans? You got into the finals again, you just do it every year, but how's it all been?
Footy sometimes, and you got to stash yourself off and just try and get better next year.
And what about you, Tommy?
Yeah, a bit the same. Always disappointing not making the last day of September, but we build from that and go into next year looking forward to it.
What about Big Horse? Did he start to bellow late in the season? He's an intimidating man when he gets the vocal cords nicely fired up.
Yeah, he certainly is, and he certainly did. But he's, you know, with same as the rest of us, just lick our wounds. Obviously very disappointed, but ready to go and excited for next year.
Does your old teammate win tonight, Tommy Mitchell?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, by a landslide.
And what about Saturday?
I think if the Pies can back up the intensity and the way they played last Friday night, they'll win.
Tommy?
Yeah, I'm with the Pies as well, and Tommy Mitchell.
All right. Go and enjoy yourselves, you two.
Thanks, mate.
Just
a diminutive couple. Good to see you both. All right, speaking of superstars, we've got them everywhere. Bill, who you got over there?
Gary Ablett Jr., of course, the superstar, and he's saying good day to everyone, and his lovely wife, Jordan. Hey, Gaz, how are you, mate?
I'm doing well, Bill. Yeah. Doing well.
Now, any operations?
Not at this stage. No, the body's good. I'm looking forward to a bit of a break and, I'll get a few little niggles right and then jump into next pre-season.
What do you do when you have a break? What do you do out there with Jordo, or what have you got lined up?
Yeah, we're looking forward to spending some time with family. My family's all down Geelong way, as you know, and Jordan's family's on the Mornington Peninsula, so we'll spend plenty of time in those two places, and then we'll probably go up Queensland way and go to some warmer weather for a couple of weeks, but that's about it.
Catch up with the old man?
Yep. Spend plenty of time with Dad.
Good. He'll tell you some stories about me.
Yes. He tells me lots of good stories about you, Bill.
And Jordo, how are you? You're pregnant. When are we due, Dom?
January.
Yeah. When? Who's she dressed by, Gaz?
Jaton.
Jaton. Well, is that true?
It's true. It's very true. Good, well done.
And you're going well? Everything going well?
Yeah, everything's going really well. Thank you. Good on you.
Hey, good on you. Who wins tonight and who wins Saturday?
Yeah, I think Tommy Mitchell's going to be real hard to beat tonight. Played well in so many games. Saturday, I'm leaning towards Collingwood.
Oh, beautiful. Have a good night, guys. Thank you, Jordan and Gary. Thanks, champ.
Well done. Now, I'll tell you what I've managed to snaffle here is Isaac Heaney and Laura we're going to get to in just a sec. But, Isaac, welcome to you, mate.
How are you?
And now, listen, I need to ask you about the first time we ever had you on the footy show, and we did that cross. I think it was Dan Hennebury you were with.
Yep.
And you didn't know who anyone was. You didn't even know that the show existed. We got about 3 minutes into the cross, and you thought the whole thing was a piss take.
It wasn't my brightest moment, I'll give you that. But I don't think I've learned from it because I've still got no idea who's on the show.
Oh, mate, that's fun. And so I think we had Stevie J, Drew Petrie, we had about five legends all introducing themselves to you over the... You did bloody well. Hey, your footy's flying. You must be pleased yourself with how your form and your season went.
Yeah, feeling like I'm sort of more consistent throughout the year, which is good. And for myself, it's obviously... that consistency, but I'm looking forward to a full pre-season. Fingers crossed I don't have any setbacks. I haven't had a full pre-season yet. And nice. In terms of the team, I mean, a bit disappointed with where we ended up this year. I feel like we had a lot more to give, but we could never just quite put it together.
Get Mills, you got Haywood now up and running. A few of you young boys back, it'll be fine. Now, explain. Laura looks absolutely superb. What's she? Lauren? Lauren looks absolutely superb. Lauren, what are you wearing, please?
Yeah, I've got a beautiful dress from Bronx and Benko. So, yeah,
are you a Sydney
very
girl?
Lucky. I am Sydney. Oh, okay. Yeah, we live in Sydney. It's great.
So is the Brownlow a new thing to have been before?
Well, I grew up in Melbourne, okay. So very, very AFL aware. But, Sydney's obviously a nice little bubble of AFL up there. So this is really different, but atmosphere is awesome.
Is this your first one?
It is, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
staying in-house?
Sure.
Yep.
Oh, hello. And straight back to Sydney afterwards or spending the week down?
No, straight back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Beautiful. All right, who wins?
It's hard to go past Tommy Mitchell. He had an outstanding year, and I think he started the year pretty well. So someone's got to try and run him down, I reckon.
And Saturday?
I reckon Collingwood might just get over the line, I reckon. It's going to be a tough one.
Lauren?
I'm back in West Coast, yeah.
Hey, Bill, is this a good enough looking couple or not?
The kids will be blonde, let me tell you. The blonde and blonde, and Isaac will have no idea.
No, we just discussed that.
I still don't know who anyone is.
The funniest cross we ever did on the footy
exactly
show.
Right.
Didn't know who anyone was. Lauren, you look magnificent. Go and have a great night. Isaac, good to
see
you, man.
Thank you. You too.
Got one more.
See you.
Patrick Cripps here, of course, the great man. Cripps, you're a chance tonight. You might win this.
Oh, I don't think so, Bill. If I can get a few cheeky threes early with a loss, you never know. But I'm not expecting anything, to be honest.
You could poll in 14, 15 games.
If he does. Yeah, it depends if you can pile in a 100-point loss. That's the real tricky question. But, nah, look, it's going to be a fun night. We've got a bit of a crew on our table, so it's going to be...
Who's the Carlton crew? Who's the worst?
In what is it?
Embarrassing.
Oh, I think Charlie Kurnow will have a few tonight, that's for sure. Yeah. Lockie Plowman, he's taking Lockie Plowman, so it's a dangerous couple there. But I think we've got about eight boys on our table, so it's kind of Mon's one out with Jesse Murphy, which should be fun.
Oh, no, Mon's here, the lovely Mon. How are you, Mon?
Oh, not too bad. Getting ready, getting excited to sit down, actually.
Yeah, so is this your first Brownlow?
No, it's my second, 2 years ago, yep. So I know a lot has changed.
Are you from Melbourne or a Perth girl?
No, I'm a Perth girl, so currently living there, but back to Melbourne next year.
Well, and who's she dressed by? Cribber? This would be good.
By Kinsman. Yeah, that's very good of me, isn't it? Yeah.
Very good from you.
Yeah, good work.
All right, well, enjoy yourselves in there. Have a great night. And who wins Saturday?
I reckon the Eagles. Yeah, they were pretty impressive.
You're a Perth boy. You're
just good. Mate, Joshie Kennedy, Jamie Cripps, good Northampton boys, so hopefully they get up.
Oh, good boy. Well done, mate.
Nice, Cripper. Yep. Beautifully done. All right, Bill.
Yes.
We've just been flat out for half an hour. Probably time to take a break.
Exactly.
We've rowed our side of the boat.
I think so. Yeah. I think that was very good. Catching up. Michael Long, I wanted to grab him. He just walked past there. But what about a couple of boys there? Broken ribs, Sean Burgoyne,
yep.
And Clary Oliver going in for two shoulder reconstructions. That is unbelievable.
No, it is, Bill. Yeah. Our man, he wasn't welcome here, let's be honest, Rabsy.
Yeah, because he's a feral
bogan, and this is a pretty elite sort of company we're in here. So we left you home, Rabs.
You did.
Get to a break. We've got plenty more to come from the Brownlow.
Look at him. Oh, blighty. Yeah. Look at the great man. Blighty.
Take it away, please, Rabsy.
For the Rush Hour, we are live from the Brownlow Medal red carpet. Thanks to the Chemist Warehouse, Triple M.
All right, Fat, I've got the great Ben Cunnington here. This is a man that loves the media, loves talking to people like you and I. Hello, Cunners.
How you going, James?
I'm going very well. A fine season by you. You would have been happy with that?
Yes, not too bad, but obviously just missing out on the finals ain't ideal, but the boys are on the right track.
Now, did I see your beautiful wife, Belinda?
Yes,
is she... Now, tell us what's going on, please.
She's 27 weeks pregnant and looking amazing.
She is.
She does look amazing. There's Hester Brown. Hey, Belinda, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Now, are you excited about what's coming up, family-wise?
Yeah, very excited, actually. A little girl on the way.
And what sort of an old man's he going to be?
Oh, well, he's already an old man.
Oh, I know that. But this for the beautiful girl.
He's very good. He'll be a great dad to the little girl, but he loves his saviour, so that's good.
I notice he goes fishing a lot. Does that mean that you get left with the kids?
Yeah, normally. No, we normally come along and we go in about 2 hours, isn't it? Yeah.
All right, Benjamin, who's winning tonight?
I actually reckon Dusty will go back-to-back.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
And anything else happening in the off-season besides babies?
No, just a little bit of fish and then plenty of time back at the farm.
All right, well, I left the club in pretty good shape, so get us back into the finals, please.
All right, we'll do.
Well done, Cunningtons.
Thank you.
Righto, here we go. We've got Paul Seedsman here. Hey, Paul, how are you, mate? All right?
Yeah, I'm going well, mate. Yourself?
Big night for the Adelaide boys, or what do you do tonight?
Yeah, I think we'll have to tip a few jars in. It'd be rude not to.
Who will poll the most and who will be the most embarrassing?
Laird's told me he'll poll the most and he'll be also the most embarrassing.
Good. And who we got here?
Paul? This is my girlfriend, Alice.
Alice, so you'd be too good for Adelaide. You must be a Melbourne girl.
I am a Melbourne girl, yes.
Good. Whereabouts?
Berwick, southeast.
They're all good sorts out there. Where did you meet Paul?
Out at a club.
Oh, so you had your duffel coat on, did you, down there, your Collingwood duffel coat?
No.
Good work. And what are we wearing? Lovely frock. Who's she wearing?
Georgie Young.
He's done well.
Good work. And do you have a good night too? You enjoy it?
Yes, looking forward to it.
What are the colours? We've had a bit of a look around. What are you thinking so far with the dresses?
Very bright, very colourful. I think there's a bit of a mix, in all.
Good. Have a good night, guys.
Thanks, mate.
Oh, who wins?
Wins what? The flag?
No, Brown. Who wins what? Who wins?
Nah, Tom Mitchell, I'd say. Right.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys.
And now Lockie Whitfield's here. He's one of the All-Australian Stars of the Year. How are you, mate?
Well, mate. You?
I'm going beautifully, but it's not about me, unusually it normally is. Now, well done. You had a very, very good season personally.
Thanks, mate. It was better than the previous six, but we didn't get there in the end, I guess.
How's your mum? Because I've met Lockie's mum.
She's on Triple M more than I am.
She is.
You both shout her out every second week. She loves it. She'll be listening to this right now, so happy for her.
Lovely lady. And speaking of lovely ladies, Brigida. Where are you from, Brigida?
I'm from Sydney, Point Piper.
Right, and do you know anything about Aussie rules?
No, I never watched a game before the first one with him.
And how would you meet him and fall for him?
One of my girlfriends, she was dating one of the physiotherapists at the club, so then we all went out one night. And
where's my weigh-in? Well,
the rest is history.
How good's that, Jim? In that
he's done bloody well for himself. Now, who's winning tonight? Who's winning tonight, please, look?
Oh, Tommy. Tommy gets it done. Josh Kelly will be the highest vote getter for us, I reckon.
Oh, you'll get some. You'll be thereabouts.
Hope so.
Yes.
Oh, it's not for me, mate. It's Tommy's award tonight.
What's Brigida wearing?
I've practiced this. It's Bronx and Banco.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, well done. Beautiful.
What about yourself? I notice you've got some sort of velvet number around the neck.
Yeah, what do you reckon? It's MJ Bale. They've looked after me pretty well. Yeah. I didn't know velvet was for me, but maybe tonight.
Look good in anything. The boy
this
from
Mornington Peninsula,
no, Frankston.
Bogan.
Frankston, he's
down
from.
Down that bloody way. Peninsula Grammar.
Mount Martha.
Good to see you. Have a great night.
See you, mate.
But who have you got there, Fat?
Oh, I got Rory Laird. The
little
superstar.
Brucey.
Little Brucey Laird. He still doesn't know Brucey Laird. Have you looked him up on Wikipedia?
Good batter, isn't he?
Yeah, yes. Very good batter. You've had a great year again, mate. Just plenty of votes for yourself.
No, I don't think so, mate. No, I think I'll be very quiet tonight. I'll sort of sit on the table and watch. I think Tommy Mitchell will win it tonight, so we'll see how we go.
Speaking to a couple of the Adelaide boys, they said you're going to be the most, you'll poll the most votes and you'll be the most embarrassing.
I might have a couple of quiet ones tonight, Billy, I reckon.
And look at Lucy.
Hi. Hi.
Yes. What do you call this? What are we wearing?
Well, I sort of picked it out myself, actually. It's
do
a
you
bit
love
of
it?
A, it's a bit of a frock with a bit of a
frock
number. You know what I mean? I'm not. No, I think she looks absolutely amazing.
She looks magnificent. What about the jewellery?
Thank you very much. Yeah, they didn't tell me who it was from.
Oh.
No, I know.
The earrings look good, Jim.
Styled by Ramsey.
Ramsey.
Yeah, Ramsey styled me, and the dress is Benita Couture. So.
Oh, jeez. It's a big dress. Hey, Brucey, it's like a wedding dress.
It's bigger than me, mate. It's bigger than me.
It is bigger than Rosa. Mate, have a good night. You think Tom, do you?
I think Tom, yeah. I think he's...
What about Saturday?
Saturday, I'm not too sure. I think maybe West Coast.
Oh, who do you like, Luce?
I barrack for Richmond. I'm a big Richmond supporter.
You're still not a Richmond supporter.
Who wins on Saturday?
Oh, anyone but Collingwood. West Coast. Oh.
Anyone but Collingwood.
Come on, Lucy.
Anyone but Collingwood. Sorry.
Good on you. Well done, you guys. Enjoy.
Thank you. See ya.
Anyone but Collingwood.
All right, Bill, we've had lots of fun. We always do.
It is.
At the top of the red carpet. They're great people, aren't they? Footy people are good people.
They are indeed, and they all come up for a chat, and sometimes we don't know. Not sure who they are,
no,
Jim.
I don't think we were better this time.
Exactly. Who do you think wins?
Tom Mitchell has to win. Yeah. If he has that season and doesn't win, then something is completely wrong.
$1.50, of course. I'm looking forward to seeing Paddy Cripps. We spoke to
Big
him.
Big Cripper.
Sammy, Clayton Oliver. See
yes.
how many votes he gets.
Oh,
and
what?
Then Dusty and Danger, who have won before. They get votes, Jim. And a little leak around that Dusty might win again.
Yep, yep. Well, that would be, you know, he is a superstar. Mm. So no surprise if he polls well. I loved Maxi Gorn just emptying out on my nephew, Angus Brayshaw, who is filthy. Not to have been invited.
Oh, I didn't get invited.
No, and has gone internally and said that Jake Melcham didn't have as good a season as him.
Oh.
And so he's probably filthied up.
Oh, now, I didn't hear that.
No, I didn't know it either until Max just told me, which I think is probably
that
hilarious.
Is great.
Sucked in.
Sucked in, Gusty.
Yeah, he's hit at home.
Actually, he did play well and played well in that defeat, of course, on the weekend. And nice colours. The girls.
Yes, they look magnificent.
A lot of time goes in and effort. And as we've said before, they're the girlfriends and they're not models and they don't want to be. So look after them on social media, those trolls out there, Jim.
Oh, no, bugger off.
Yeah.
There's no place for you.
Exactly.
All right, well, I think we're nearly done, Bill. We were hoping to snaffle Tommy Mitchell, but I think he might have avoided it somehow.
Snuck in. I think he walked under the door.
All right, go and have fun, everybody. Enjoy the Brownlow. We'll be back tomorrow on the Rush Hour. Rabsy!
Another catch-up done on Triple M's Rush Hour. And hopefully the show didn't stink.
You must improve.
Support your favourite team with an AFL fragrance for just $19.99. Available only from Chemist Warehouse.